and tried not to sway. Planting his feet in a wide stance, he clasped his hands behind his back and focused his eyes on the woman in white coming towards him. Ruthless memories assaulted him. What woman in her right mind would want to marry you? Candy is for children, and I want a man. Everything blurred, and Derek had to close his eyes to keep his feet firmly planted on the ground. The priest leaned towards him. This is a wedding, not a wake, son. Derek forced a grin, even though he thought his face might crack with the strain, just as James, his best friend since the first grade, turned and gave him a thumbs up. God, how he hated weddings. After his one pathetic attempt at holy matrimony, which had ended before I do was done, Derek had vowed never to set foot within a mile of a wedding ever again. And now, here he was, the best man. He knew he was a sucker, but when push came to shove, he couldn't let James down. Missing his best friend's wedding would have been the coward's way out. Derek was going to look his demons in the eye, support his friend on the happiest day of his life, and then get the fuck out. Were it not for several quick swigs of tequila, he wouldn't have made it this far. And he knew damn well that several more shots would be necessary to help him get through the reception. It was the only way. Jane's father kissed her on the cheek and handed the bride over to the groom. Derek saw the love flowing between them and felt nothing but emptiness inside him. The memory tackled him again. The Candy King? Why can't you be more like your brother? Derek tried to shake the shrill voice of his ex-fiancée out of his head as James and Jane exchanged rings. His best friend leaned in to kiss his new wife, but all Derek could see was the face of his ex-fiancée, screwed up in rage at him. Don't ever come near me again. In his mind's eye, Derek could still see the shock on the faces of their guests. He could still see the undisguised hatred in Gina's eyes. The sound of applause pulled him from his memories, and he reached out his arm to the maid of honor. He just needed to make it down the aisle to the bartender, and then everything would be all right. Callie pushed the salmon around on her plate. It was delicious, but she wasn't the least bit hungry. Her lack of appetite may have had something to do with all of the newlyweds at her table. As far as she could tell, there wasn't another singleton around for miles. If she had to hear one more word about engagement rings and honeymoon trips, she was going to puke. Abruptly, she pushed her chair back and made a beeline for the bar. A tall, broad-shouldered man stood with his back to her. Callie hadn't paid much attention to the wedding ceremony, but she couldn't help but notice the striking good looks of the best man. He had looked oddly grim throughout the ceremony, but at one point, when he had grinned at the groom, it was as if the sun had come out from the clouds to pour down over everyone. Callie cursed her unfortunate weakness for tall, dark, and handsome. Her friends liked to joke that the big brutes she always fell for were the perfect counterpart to her petite curves. But it wasn't really all that funny. The truth was that if the man came with a harsh past and an emptiness in his soul, she was metal to his magnet. Which may have had something to do with her still being single, she mused unhappily. If she could only find a nice, simple, happy man. Yes, short, soft, and pale would have to suffice. Everything would be perfect. Oh yeah, except for the fact that she was going to have to close her store if she didn't start making a profit. Callie fell even deeper into her misery as she made her way past the last of the tables. The best man ran a large hand through his hair and said something in a low voice to the bartender. The sound of his voice sent goosebumps running up her bare arms. I wonder which supermodel he's married to. Callie knew she was being bad, but for once, she didn't care. Pretty soon, instead of spending her days making candy, the one thing she loved most